Those fees, they're a-changing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Wednesday morning. With Congress breathing down their necks, major banks have begun to limit the fees they charge consumers for overdrawing their accounts. Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase announced late yesterday they would cap the size and the frequency of penalties they impose on overdrafts. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale joins us live this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
What kind of fees are we talking about?
Well, most banks automatically enroll their customers in what they call overdraft protection plans, which means if you use your credit or debit card to withdraw more than you have in your account, the bank will cover the transaction but charge you as much as $35 each time. Now, that saves you the embarrassment of having your charge rejected at the store. But you may not realize that that $5 cup of coffee just cost you more like $40. So starting October 19th, Bank of America won't charge an overdraft fee if the account goes into the red by less than $10. You'd have 5 days to bring your account into balance before you get hit with that $35.
And John, will the banks stop automatically enrolling customers into those overdraft plans?
Yes, you'll be able to opt out, which means if you try to charge something beyond the amount in your account, it will be rejected, but you won't have to pay that $35 fee.
And one thing that got people really mad was that banks were processing these big transactions first, which brings down the balance into the red, and then that causes more overdraft charges. Are they doing anything about that?
Yes. Chase will get rid of that practice early next year. They'll process charges chronologically, and that should keep your account in the black longer.
And of course, when one bank does something, others follow, right? So are others going to follow the lead of these two
banks? That's right. Yeah, the FDIC says 3/4 of all banks have these overdraft policies, and others are likely to make similar changes. And that's a big deal for banks because they earn close to $40 billion a year in overdraft fees.
Well, if they make so much money on it, why are they doing all this?
Well, like you said, Congress is putting a lot of heat on the banks, threatening to crack down even harder on the overdraft fees. So this is a preemptive move by the banks.
All right. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale joining us live this morning. John, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up their two-day meeting today. There's no change expected in interest rates, but analysts are awaiting the Fed's economic statement to get clues about when rates could start going up and when and how economic stimulus will be phased out. Different continents, different directions today for the markets. European shares are slightly higher right now, about 0.5%. Shares in Asia closed mostly lower today. The Hang Seng was off 0.5%. In Shanghai, shares were down nearly 2%. Oil's been hovering around $71 a barrel. And on Wall Street yesterday, a little buying. The S&P rose 0.2%. The NASDAQ about 0.4%. The Dow closed up yesterday 51 points at 98.29. General Mills reports earnings in just a few hours. It's the latest food company to give us a sense of how things are playing out in this economy. Yesterday, Conagra reported profits that beat analyst expectations. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
Why are food producers doing well in this economy? The short answer is it costs less to buy what it takes for companies to make the food. Mark McMinimy follows agribusiness for Concept Capital's Washington Research Group.
We are seeing commodity prices that are dramatically lower than they were a year ago in many cases.
And when they were at their high, says Morningstar analyst Aaron Swanson, companies raised the prices of their products for consumers. Now those prices remain high, even though commodities have come down. But Swanson says there's something else playing into the earnings at General Mills and Conagra. Price-conscious consumers want brand-name products.
They want to be getting a good value for their money. A lot of times they turn to brands that they can trust.
And with more Americans eating at home these days, well-known brands from Conagra's Healthy Choice to General Mills' Wheaties stand to benefit. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Chipmaker Intel CEO says personal computer sales should be rebounding soon. Some analysts had predicted a year-over-year decline in PC shipments this year, the first such drop since 2001. The market's been slumping because of a slowdown in corporate spending on new PCs. Someday, your computer could be as disposable as the box it came in. A University of Houston graduate students created a cardboard computer as part of his thesis. He says a cardboard PC casing is cheaper to produce and can be recycled when it's time for replacement, which could be the next time you spill that coffee on the cardboard computer.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Ah, fall. Leaves changing colors, things getting a little cooler, and television networks bombarding us with new fare. Two big comedies premiere tonight on ABC. Former friend Courtney Cox stars in Cougar Town, about a dating divorcee. And there's another show, Modern Family, out tonight as well. In fact, there are a whole lot of sitcoms on the roster this season, and we give it a little fine tune with Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
NBC, Fox, and ABC are all betting big on funny. There's Hank, about a Wall Street exec who loses his job, The Cleveland Show, an offshoot of animated hit Family Guy, and Modern Family, about kids and parents trying to keep up with them.
I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh my God. WTF. Why the face?
Compared to the last several years, this is a bumper crop for new comedies.
Robert Thompson is a professor of TV and pop culture at Syracuse University. He says the last few years have been all about the hour-long drama. Lost, Grey's Anatomy, Mad Men. Now, he says, networks are rediscovering the advantages of lighter fare.
When a sitcom becomes a big hit, it is so incredibly versatile. Not only are they highly rerunnable, they're also so much easier to adapt to online multi-platforming than the drama is.
That's TV speak for things like webisodes and online spin-offs. Comedies are also usually much cheaper to produce than dramas, and Thompson says in this economy, that's got all the networks smiling. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.